This is Ozarks at Large. With me on the phone from his office, which happens to be in his home in Fort Smith, is Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics. Hello, Michael.
Howdy, sir. What a great time to be alive, huh?
Well, I mean,
at least we're alive, I guess I should say.
Yeah. I'm going to state the obvious, but this has been a week unlike any other that I remember, and I'm sure it's the same for you.
Yeah, it's like living in a science fiction movie. You just think at some point, you know, I'm an adult, I guess. I'm a little over 50, but I still, there's still a little kid in me that wants somebody to say, just kidding.
Yeah.
You know, but it's disruptive on all levels. And look, you know, Talk Business and Politics, we're not part of some corporate media empire backed by, you know, wealthy investors or shareholders. We're a company that has about 15 employees. So we're in the mix with everyone else. Mm-hmm. And so it's definitely, it's a reality check for us, just not both from a reporting standpoint and from running a business standpoint.
Yeah, it's almost a surreality check.
Yes, perfect, yes.
All right, I do want to talk about some of the things that are happening in the River Valley related to COVID-19, but let's start with a non-COVID-19 story. Before the week got essentially or crazy, super crazy,
right,
you did have a report about home sales.
Yeah, home sales for the first 2 months of the year in the metro area, which is counties in western Arkansas, central western Arkansas, and about three counties in eastern Oklahoma. That number totaled 486 homes sold. That was up over 17% compared to the same time in 2019. And the value of those homes sold was up almost 8%. So, yeah, before, you know, January and February, we still weren't running scared, so to speak. So, you know, there's a bit of good news still to hold on to. You know, and this builds off of 2019, in which the home sales were up 2.8% and the value of those home sales were up 8%. So at least that's still moving. Kyle, it could continue to move. I mean, interest rates are going to be lower than they've ever been. One of the realtors who provided the data for me, I asked her, you know, what are you seeing now with the coronavirus? And she said so far, you know, she's not seeing any significant change in behavior. She said the one somewhat humorous thing she did here was that one person, they were looking at a nicer home that they're living in then, and so they wanted to hurry up and get it bought. So if they all get quarantined, they'll at least be in a nicer home. So, okay. You know, maybe there's some of that.
Behavior is going to change for the Fort Smith City directors. They're going to meet electronically.
Well, they can meet.
They can meet, right.
And I'll be surprised, Kyle, if they don't. They voted for to meet by electronic means, you know, either by telephone or Skype or whatever they're going to use. And I think that's smart. They'll have some key city staff on the phone or on, you know, the video or whatever. But, you know, we just heard the governor, yesterday, essentially say, don't be gathering in groups of 10 or more. Mm-hmm. And he didn't say, unless you're, you know, running a city or whatever, he just said, don't gather. And we're seeing, that's not just Arkansas. We're seeing that in states all over the country, in large cities all over the country. So yeah, they've geared up to meet, electronically. You know, they already, broadcast their, meetings. So for the media, it really won't be that different. It'll be different in that we can't physically attend and ask them immediate follow-up questions on items, but that's going to be a minor issue compared to, you know, the overall reason we're doing this.
Fort Smith Convention Center, not surprisingly, closed.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they had so many events that just began to be canceled. And I was surprised they closed early. I think the Hot Springs, a large convention center, Hot Springs closed, and shortly after, the Fort Smith Center closed. I'm not hurt, Kyle, if other centers have closed. I know today, on Thursday, the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism began closing welcome centers around the lobbies to welcome centers around the state, certain other heritage sites. So that has begun. But now they, for example, this large Jehovah's Witness group that meets over a couple of weekends, they canceled. That's a huge economic loss to the city. They bring thousands of people in here, staying at hotels and eating at restaurants. The large regional dance contest that they bring in over a 2 to 3 day period, that's been postponed. I mean, that's just a limited number of things that have been postponed. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have a negative economic impact from that also.
The city of Fayetteville on Thursday morning announced curbside recycling pickups would be suspended. Department of Sanitation Fort Smith says recycling will be suspended as well there.
Yeah, that's they've been looking to cut cost on that for a while, but now they're essentially trying to pull their staff back and saying only essential staff need to be on the job. And so to do that, they're going to have to cut back on the kind of stuff they gather. They're also cutting back on some of the tree and brush that they collect. And so there's some other things that they're cutting back on, but the recycling program is going to be shut down through, I think, the end of April, from now to the end of April. So, they've made provisions for people who want to continue to collect the recyclables, and that's all on their website. But yeah, that's another direct COVID-19 result.
Finally, one of four companies that's gearing up to produce and donate hand sanitizers in Fort Smith.
Pernod Ricard, which a lot of the old-timers, including me, remember as the Hiram Walker plant. But, they mix and bottle liquors and vodka and liqueurs. They're going to gear up and make hand sanitizer to produce and donate along with three other of their sister plants. Pernod Ricard, they're owned by, it's a Paris, France-based company. So they're going to gear up to do that. There'll be a gathering later Friday afternoon, I think. Congressman Steve Womack is going to be at the plant and talk to Melissa Hainsworth, who's the general manager, about what they're doing and how they've altered their production. But, this is interesting. It's nice to see. I'm not saying this is a positive, but it's nice to see, a local plant be able to gear up. They're keeping people employed. That's critical. It's critically important, but they're also keeping them employed in this, what's now a national fight against this virus. So good for them. I do want to make sure that people don't get their vodka and their sanitizer mixed up, though.
No, don't do that. For either your hands or your insides would not be effective.
Yeah, right.
All right. You can read about all of this and much more at talkbusiness.net. My scheduling will be different a little bit next week. I'm in because we're observing some different hours here, but I think you and I will be able to connect and we'll still be able to talk next week.
Yeah. Just email me or text about some times that are available and we'll get connected.
All right, Michael, please, you and your family and all your loved ones be well. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Appreciate you.